This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, a game show for today. And here's your host, Mark Richards.
Hi, and welcome to Starcade. Our two players for today's program have been warming up here in the bullpen, and they'll be competing against each other for some fantastic prizes by playing each other with some of the world's newest and most exciting video arcade games in the entire world. Players, are you warmed up enough?
All right.
You think you're ready to play some games? Well, let's go. If you're set to play, let's go play Starcade. Wow, you had enough practice back there. Let's meet our two contestants for today. This is Stu and this is Cindy. Let's welcome both of them to the program. Stu, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a native San Josean, born and raised there. I'm an account executive at a South Bay television station, and I enjoy home video and snow skiing and water skiing.
And I also understand that you're into the music of the 1960s.
Trivia.
Ask me 60s. Any question from the 60s.
Who sang Dead Man's Curve?
Jan and Dean. All right. Let's meet your competitor right now. And this, she's a lot better looking than you are, by the way. And this is Cindy. Let's welcome Cindy to Starcade. Cindy, I understand that you're having your first child very shortly.
Yes, I am, due in April.
Are you looking forward to it?
Sure thing.
Uh-huh. What's your husband do?
Oh, my husband works for a lumber company in the Bay Area.
Do you play Starcade games a lot, video games?
Oh, once in a while, whenever I have a chance.
And your favorite is what?
Centipede.
Okay, let me tell you right now that Cindy and Stu have both been matched up based on their playing ability on the various games. So Cindy and Stu, shake hands if you will, and let's get ready to play Starcade. And let me tell you that on Starcade, we have five video games today. Both of you will be playing three of those games, and the high score at the end of three of those games gets to play their choice of one of the two remaining games, the fourth game, of course, for a grand prize. And the grand prize is a video arcade game of your very own. And you'd like to know what it is? Here's Kevin to tell you all about the grand prize. Kevin?
Mark, it's Reactor, a game of chambers, smashing atoms, cooling cores, and escaping vortexes. Reactor, furnished by Gottlieb.
That's the prize. And right now, Cindy and Stu, let me tell you, there are two rounds of competition. In the first round of competition, you'll both be playing two games. And in the second round of competition, you'll be playing one game. The high score at the end of each round of competition gets to play the bonus game for some valuable prizes, okay? And the high overall score at the end of three games gets to play for the bonus prize. So if you're all set to go, let's play. But first of all, let's find out a little bit about the five games on today's Starcade. And here's Kevin to tell you what they are. Kevin?
Game number one is Domino Man, a domino setup marked for disaster. Game two is Buck Rogers, a game of rescue in the 25th century. Game three, Tron, a world where video game battles are real. Game four is Millipede, and the bugs are back. And game number five, Donkey Kong Jr., where fate turns the tables on Donkey Kong.
Well, Stu and Cindy, what do you think? Some of those games are probably familiar to you, and others are brand new. So let's find out who decides to go on the first game. Let me tell you right now, I'm going to ask you a question. This is a question based on video arcade games. We're going to see how much you guys know, okay? Whoever answers correctly gets to pick the very first game, and there are 500 bonus points behind one of those five video arcade games. You pick it, those 500 bonus points are yours, and they just might help you win today's game. So if you're all set, hands on your buzzer, please. Here is your toss-up question. The main character of the video game Donkey Kong, is it A, Little Mario, or B, Fat Alphonse? Stu.
Little Mario.
Yep, Little Mario is right, and you got it. And that means you get to pick the first arcade game. Which one of those five would you like to pick to start off the game?
Millipede.
Millipede. That's the game we're going to play, and you come on down with me to the play area, and here's Kevin to tell us all about the Millipede game.
A mighty millipede flanked by a marauding band of oversized insect rogues is advancing on you steadily. You must stop them with your bow and arrow as they move closer and closer through the mushroom forest. Score points with direct hits to the millipede or any of his insect buddies, or take out a group at a time with DDT bombs. Truth and goodness are on your side, and you will be victorious over the millipede.
We're going to give you 40 seconds on our clock right now to accumulate as many points as you possibly can, Stu. So if you're all set, get in position for the millipede game. Here we go. 40 seconds. Ready and begin.
Points.
Well, close enough. 8,410 points. Do you think you could have done better? Is that one of the best you've done?
Need a few more seconds.
Well, we're going to see how Cindy can do. And come on over here, Cindy, and it's your turn to play millipede. Well, Cindy, Stu has 8,410 points on the millipede game. Do you think you can do better?
I'll try my
Have you ever played this game?
A few times, yes.
Well, we wish you luck. I'm sure all your friends out in the audience do. We're going to turn you around right now. Get yourself into playing position. Again, you have 40 seconds on our clock to accumulate as many points as possible. And here we go. Ready? Begin. Guess what? What do you think? Well, I'll tell you, you came awfully close. Stu had 8,410 points, and you had a grand total of 7,323 points. That means Stu wins the first round on Star K today. But have no fear, we're going to come back with the second half of the first round of competition with Stu and Cindy following these words. Second half of round one of Starcade, and let's recap our scores at the end of the first half of the round. We have Cindy with 7,323 points, and Stu with 8,410 points. And Stu, you're ahead by 1,087 points, and we got more games to go. How do you feel so far?
Nervous.
Well, Cindy, do you think you can catch up?
I'm going to do everything
well,
I can.
Well, we have another game to go in this round, and I have another question for you. Remember, we have four games remaining, and one of those four games remaining has the 500 bonus points. No one's picked it yet. It could be you. It could be you, Stu. Here we go. Hands on your buzzer. A question on video arcade games. In the game of Frogger, how many lanes of traffic must the frog safely jump across? A, 5, or B, 6? Stuart.
6.
No, it's 5, and Cindy, you get to play the next game. The answer is 5. So, you get to pick one of the remaining four games. Will it be Domino Man, Buck Rogers, Tron, or Donkey Kong Jr.?
How about Buck Rogers?
Is that the one you want to play?
I guess.
Why do you want to play Buck Rogers?
It looks like the easiest.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go on over to the playing area,
sure.
And here's Kevin to tell us all about the Buck Rogers game.
It's the 25th century, and your mission as Buck Rogers is to liberate the planet of Zoom from the evil Source ship. Race through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city, avoiding alien ships and heavy ground forces to reach the enemy Source ship. You're the superhero of all time on a mission to rescue a planet. You're Buck Rogers.
Well, we're going to see how well you can do right now. We're going to give you 40 seconds on our time clock right now, and it's up to you to accumulate as many points as you possibly can. Don't forget you're playing for that big prize.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Buck Rogers, 40 seconds on the clock with Cindy. Ready and begin.
Thank you.
is up, and guess what?
What?
Guess how many points you've got. You've got a total of 1,865 points on Buck Rogers. That's not too bad. Are you happy with it?
Sure.
You could have done better.
I could have, I guess.
All right, now it's up to Stu to come on over and test his luck on Buck Rogers. And go on back to the podium and come on over here, Stu. And have you ever played this before?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Can you do better than 1,800 points?
I'm going to really give it a shot.
All right. We're going to... this is a very crucial round because we're going to total up the points from the first game and this game, and whoever has the highest number of points between the first two games gets to play for the bonus round. Okay, so if you're all set, we're going to give you 40 seconds on the clock. And again, Buck Rogers, here we go with Stu. If you're all set, Stu, ready and begin. With your Buck Rogers, and we're going to give you 2,042 points on that one right there. So let's go back to the podium and recap the scores and see how both of you did. And at the end of the second game in the second round, or the first round of competition on Starcade, the big winner is Stu. And let's congratulations, Stu. And that means you get to play the bonus round for some valuable prizes. So are you set to play?
All right.
All right, if you will, come on down with me, and we're going to play the bonus round with Stu. Now, here's how I play the bonus round, Stu. Behind me, we have four TV screens, and on these TV screens, we're going to show you four different video arcade games, and it's up to you to identify them correctly. And if you do, we have some prizes for you. And here's Kevin to tell you what you can win. Kevin?
Stu, for three correct answers, the whole band is right in your hand with the Casio VL Tone. Five different instruments, 10 rhythms from rock to rumba, and a calculator too. The VL Tone from Casio, where miracles never cease. And with four correct answers, it's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcades. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision from Coleco.
Need that ColecoVision.
Well, turn around with me, if you will, please, and take a look at our four TV screens. We're going to show you on one monitor at a time various games, and I'll give you two potential answers, all right? One of them is the right answer, and good luck to you. Number one, Stu, is that Tutankhamun or is that Dungeons?
That's Tutankhamun.
Correct. Number two, is that Down Under or The Pit?
That's Down Under.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. It's The Pit. Two more to go. Number three. Is that Pole Position or Turbo?
That's Pole Position.
Correct. Now, Stu, you get the next one right, and you'll win yourself a prize. Is number four Donkey Kong or Kangaroo?
That's Kangaroo.
No, that is Donkey Kong. And I'm sorry. What?
I don't know.
Did you realize it was Donkey Kong after you said it?
Yeah, sure did.
Well, that means you only got two out of four right, and you did not get three out of four, so you don't win a prize, do you?
I don't think so.
But you might win the next game and come back again.
I hope so.
Okay, we'll be back with another round and another game between Stu and Cindy following these words. Second round of competition on Starcade. Our two players are Stu and Cindy, and in the first round, Stu was the big winner, went to the bonus game, and Stu, you didn't do too well.
Not too well.
Well, you might have a chance to go this time. Right now, we're going to start both Stu and Cindy with 0 points as we play our last game, and there's three games remaining, and still the 500 points are behind one of those three games, and we have Domino Man, we have Tron, and Donkey Kong Jr. The high score of this game gets to play the bonus round, and of course, then we're going to add your scores from this game and the first two games to see who plays for your own home arcade game. You all set to play?
Set.
We have one more question, and don't forget, 500 bonus points are behind one of those three remaining games. Hands on your buzzer, please. Here is your video question. Which video game came first? A, Pac-Man, or B, Space Invaders? Cindy.
Pac-Man.
No. I'm sorry. It was Space Invaders, and that means Stu, you get to pick another one of our three remaining games. Remember, 500 bonus points. Which one will it be?
Donkey Kong Jr.
And you've got the 500 bonus points.
All right.
Which means we're going to add them to your score that you get. So come on down here. 30 seconds to play on this game. And here's Kevin to tell us all about the Donkey Kong game.
Mario, beware of Donkey Kong Jr. He's crafty. He's fearless. And to rescue Papa Kong from your clutches, scoring points as he climbs, avoiding the brigade of snapping jaws, ape-eating birds, and energy pods. Watch out, Mario. The son of Donkey Kong is in pursuit.
Well, Stu, you should be happy you picked the bonus one. 500 extra points. Even if you get no points on this game, you're going to get 500 points.
That's right, but we're going to go for more.
You're right, but this time we have 30 seconds on the time clock to accumulate as many points as you possibly can. We're going to see how well you can do on Donkey Kong Jr. Again, you got 30 seconds. Get yourself into position, please. Good luck to you, Stu. And here we go. Ready? Begin. Well, Stu, that sound means time is up. The 30 seconds went by fast, didn't it? And you have a total of 900 points. When you said you don't know how to play that game, I believe you.
500 saved me.
And that's right. You got 500 plus 400. That's 900. You only had 400 points on that. So you're lucky you got the vibe.
I sure am.
Okay, let's send you back on over to the podium. Cindy, I'll tell you, I think my little 9-year-old daughter can do better than that.
Well, I don't know if I can.
All right, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock, and you've got to beat 900 points. Okay. That's what Stu has, right? And, of course, if you beat Stu in this game, you get to play the bonus round.
Okay.
You all set?
Sure.
All right, good luck to you. And here we go with Cindy, and 30 seconds on the clock. Ready, and begin. Well, Cindy, time is up, and looking at the score, you have a total of 800 points, and that means you do not win. You know, if it wasn't for Stu getting those 500 bonus points, you would have won. 800 points to 400. But Stu is the winner, and he gets to play the bonus round. And Stu, why don't you come on down with me? And that means this is your second time. This is your second time to play the bonus round. And you know how you're getting old hat at this game.
A lot better this time, I hope.
Let's hope you can win a prize this time. Again, behind you are four TV screens. We're going to show you a series of four video arcade games. And you identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes.
For three correct answers, Stu will win the tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man, complete with joystick control and even shows best score. The arcade game you take home with you, Midway's Pac-Man by Coleco. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer. For education, home finance, and entertainment, it's not just for playing, it's also for learning. A home computer furnished by Texas Instruments.
Great prizes. All right. I'll tell you, Stuart, we're all rooting for you, aren't we, folks? Rooting for Stu? Turn around, if you will, Stuart, and take a look at the monitors. I'll give you a choice of two answers, and good luck. Let's start with monitor number one. Is this Space Spiral or Tempest?
That's Tempest.
Correct. Number two, Mission X or Flying Low?
That's Mission X.
Correct. Number three, is this Wormaway or Nibbler?
Nibbler.
Yes. And now for the big prize, number four, is this Chopper Pilot or Rescue?
It's Rescue.
You got it.
All right.
And you got all four right. And that means you won the Texas Instruments home computer, something I know you've wanted. All right. And good luck to you. And we're going to be back and recap our two scores and see who gets to play for the grand prize right after these words. Starcade. It's time to find out who our big winner is and gets to play for their very own video arcade game. Cindy, you have 9,988 points for your efforts today, and Stu, 11,352, and our big winner is Stu. It's up to you now. We have two games left on our machines over here. We have Domino Man, and we have Tron. You get to pick one of those two games to play for your big prize, but let me tell you, you've got 30 seconds to play. If you choose Domino Man, by the way, you must score 3,859 points during a 30-second period. If you select the Tron game, you must score 540 points. So which one will it be, Tron or Domino Man?
I think I'll go with Domino Man.
Domino Man it is.
Domino Man's your name, and building a domino chain is your game. But there's a mean old bully and a pesky bee out to stop you. Whack the bee with a domino or jump on the bully's head. You're the Domino Man.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck to you. Here's the Domino Man for the big prize, and go. Here. You needed 3,859. You got 3,600. Shy for about 250 points. That was so close, but I'll tell you, you didn't go home empty-handed because you did win a computer game during one of the bonus rounds. So you should be happy about that.
I sure am. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Stu. Come on down here, Cindy, and your boosters out there. Who are your boosters out here?
Carl.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.